My toes curl up and I cringe when I see this painting. It's a gruesome episode from his own life. Munch had been dating a wealthy woman who was a painter, and they had a very tumultuous relationship, in part based on the fact that Munch kept leaving her, couldn't make a commitment to her.
One night in September 1902, she threatened to kill herself with a revolver unless Munch stayed with her. They struggled over the gun, and it went off, badly wounding his left hand. At the hospital, doctors saved the hand, but he lost the tip of one finger. Munch was right-handed, so his art was not affected directly, but it was a traumatic experience. When he dealt with this incident in his diary, Munch wrote about himself in the third person.
The bullet had exploded. Pieces of bone and lead were embedded in the flesh and had to be removed. The pain caused sweat to form on his brow. He wanted to scream, but the many eyes that were fixed upon him forced him to clench his jaws together instead.
The sense of vulnerability, his nakedness on the table, which of course is a poetic conceit, would suggest that the wounding of his hand and the blood on the sheets aren't just about a damaged finger, as horrible as that was, but suggests something far greater and more horrifying, a remarkable sort of emasculation.